Let's talk about electric cars first. They're expensive, but proponents of electric vehicles predict they could cost about the same as their equivalent petrol or diesel model in Australia in just a few years' time. And that's despite a relatively slow take-up here and little government support compared to overseas markets. Last week, Britain announced it would ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by the middle of next decade. Julia Holman takes a look at what an electrified future on our roads might look like.
I'm standing on one of Sydney's busy main roads as the rain comes down and cars zoom past.
Can you point out if we can see any electric vehicles going past?
Well, I can just barely hear you from the sound of all the engines roaring past.
I'm with the CEO of the Electric Vehicles Council, Behia Jafari.
We've seen now maybe 50-odd cars pass us by and not an electric one yet. We have something like 19 million road vehicles, so about 14 million of those are cars, so the others are trucks and buses and the like. And you get something like 15, 16,000 of those are electric vehicles.
So we're kind of looking for a bit of a needle in the haystack at the moment.
That's right. That's a very good description. About 15,000 out of 15 million, yeah.
Behia Jafari and I search unsuccessfully for another 10 minutes before we give up and head into the studio.
In 2019, we saw a sharp jump in electric vehicle sales, but that was really only about 6,700 new electric vehicles being sold. If that compared to, say, how many they sell in the US, in the UK, Europe, even in New Zealand, we would have sold something more like 50,000 electric vehicles last year. So quite a lot of room for Australia to grow.
Currently, there are a dozen brands that sell electric vehicles in Australia. The most expensive will set you back $200,000.
If you're looking at the base model, it's about $48,500 plus your on-road cost.
Scott Naga is from Hyundai Australia.
We understand that our Ioniq is one of the cheapest EVs on the market in Australia, if not the cheapest. Depends on where Renault currently is with their pricing on their electric vehicle, but we believe our vehicle is one of the most affordable.
They're still more expensive than conventional cars, but the cost of electric vehicles is coming down.
We look at when the first Nissan Leaf came out, and that was well into the 60,000s. The combination of that is also the infrastructure. Infrastructure is key. With more infrastructure, there's more people going to acknowledge that there's places to fill up. The more awareness, the more customers we're going to get for electric vehicles.
Many believe it won't be long before electric vehicles will cost the same or less than their equivalent petrol or diesel car.
We're being told by the boffins that study that stuff around the middle of this decade, so 2025, will be the crossover point where electric vehicles become cheaper in terms of sticker price than petrol vehicles.
Adrian Dwyer is from Infrastructure Partnerships Australia.
The question for Australia now is how do we prepare with the right policies, the right market structures, the right infrastructure to support electric vehicles? Because if we don't, and the transition happens quickly, we're going to find ourselves out of step with the infrastructure we need.
The big issue that needs to be sorted out now, according to Adrian Dwyer, is that in Australia, electric vehicle owners don't pay to use the roads like other drivers.
Around 42 cents of every litre of petrol that is purchased at the bowser is actually tax in fuel excise that goes to the Commonwealth government, and essentially it's to pay for roads. So it's about $11, $12 billion a year. Now, an electric vehicle doesn't use fuel and therefore doesn't pay fuel excise. So that means if you're right now sat in a Toyota and next to you at the traffic lights there's someone in a Tesla, you're paying to use the roads, the person in the Tesla isn't.
The fuel excise costs drivers of conventional cars on average around 4 cents for every kilometre they drive. Infrastructure Partnerships Australia argues there should be an equivalent tax for electric vehicles, a road usage charge.
It's a pretty simple system. When you get your registration, you record the number of kilometres you've driven in a year and you pay a distance-based charge on those kilometres. Nobody needs to know where you've driven, when you drove there, how fast you were going. They just need to know how many kilometres you travel. A simple glance at the odometer.
But the Electric Vehicles Council says now's the wrong time to be putting a new tax on this emerging industry.
What we have right around the world is companies banning petrol vehicles, providing incentives for electric vehicles. We do none of that here in Australia, and to be the only country in the world to actually pass a new tax on them would make us a bit of a laughing stock there.
Overseas, many countries are looking to phase out conventional cars. Last week, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the UK would bring forward a ban of petrol, diesel and hybrid cars from 2040 to 2035 as part of the country's plan to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050.
In the hurricanes and the bushfires and the melting of the ice caps and the acidification of the oceans, the evidence is now overwhelming.
Denmark has banned the sale of petrol cars from 2030. France plans to do the same from 2040. And in Norway, where electric vehicle sales make up 60% of the new car market, there's generous incentives to encourage people to purchase electric cars. Australia's electric vehicle industry says what's needed right now here is incentives to lower the price of electric cars and support for companies to build necessary infrastructure like charging stations across the country.
They're taking a look around the world. These are global companies and saying, you know what, every other country is giving us some type of support or forcing us to sell electric vehicles here. So since we have no policy support, actually no policies at all about electric vehicles in Australia, maybe we'll wait 5 or 6 years and Australians can just keep missing out for now.
The Australian government argues it supports the industry.
We promote the idea of people buying electric cars.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison last April attacked Labor's election policy to set a target of 50% of new car sales to be electric by 2030.
What we've seen from Labor is telling Australians how they should live their lives, what car they can drive.
And Liberal frontbencher Michaela Cash even went so far as to say that Labor's policy was an attack on tradies.
We are going to stand by our tradies and we are going to save their utes because we understand choice.
The Office of the Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister, Angus Taylor, told RN Breakfast the government's national electric vehicle strategy will be released in the middle of this year and will focus on practical actions to address barriers to electronic vehicle uptake. Infrastructure Partnership Australia's Adrian Dwyer believes that regardless of the government's approach, more electric vehicles will be on our roads. And he warns there's a small window to get the policy settings right.
We are at the mercy of the market here. And when the vehicles that we're offered by VW and Toyota and Tesla and every other vehicle manufacturer are mostly or all electric, they will be the vehicles we buy. That's coming. We just need to be thinking now about how you set up a system that's robust to make sure that we've got a future that works for everybody.
That's Adrian O'Dwyer, CEO of Infrastructure Partnerships Australia, ending that report from Julia Holman.